Sometimes it's hard to face reality. Oh, oh. Even though you might get mad at me. Oh, oh. Sometimes it's hard to face reality.
Should've been adjusted to my life. Had the opportunity to stay away for the last time. Now you're standing right in front of me. It hurts me to know that line. Trying to protect your feelings. You read in between the lines. Hope your heart is turning healing.
Sometimes it's hard to face reality.
Well, multiple studies have showed so many things that social media has come with, both good and the bad. And we are able to see that because we are living in the current world. And some of a friend just pulled to me something last week, and he said, "Sam, do you know we are the last people that will ever know how life was before social media?" And I was like, you know what? How bad is it currently? How bad has social media made it, or how good has it made it? And this we are speaking in an aspect of mental health. And just right to it, today I'm joined with a psychologist, if I'm safe to say so.
Yes.
And just like that, yeah, you've had a voice, and I'd like her to introduce herself. And just one question. After that name, I'd like just to ask one question. You guys will forgive me. Yes, please. So who do we have today?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Karibu.
So my name is Nasreen Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a licensed psychologist,
okay,
currently practicing. I work with different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very glad that you have me here today, because social media is a pressing issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health is very important, and I think a lot of awareness should be brought to the people.
To the people.
Yes.
It's about high time.
Yes, it's about time.
We don't need maombi, nini, nini. People need to visit therapy and get talked to.
Yes.
And be better.
Yes.
So even before we get to that, Nasreen, does it have a meaning?
Nasreen?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay, what?
It's an Arabic / Egyptian name.
Oh, okay.
That means wild rose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Actually, that was biting my head big time. So
ah,
I just
okay.
had to ask.
Ah, okay. Yeah. No worries.
Karibu sana to the Vibe Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Karibu. So guys, we want to talk about mental health. And just right to it. How are you guys doing mentally? How are you guys coping mentally? And since that now, between these ages, between 20 to 30 years, because I've seen so many of them are my listeners,
mm-hmm,
I'm sure there's a lot going on.
Yes.
There's a lot going on in their mind. You're supposed to secure your future. At the same time, you're supposed to enjoy your youth.
Yes.
So you're cut across in between.
Yes.
And with now social media, there's a lot of impact. And a good example, just see a friend just traveling all abroad anytime they want, and you're like, hey.
Yeah.
But deep down, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And with social media now, people show you what they want you to see. And it's quite sad. But
uh-huh,
it's the reality of the situation.
Yes.
So to you, how would you define mental health?
Mental health,
mm-hmm,
it encompasses the psychological, emotional, and social well-being,
mm-hmm,
of an individual,
mm-hmm,
that basically influences,
mm-hmm,
how you think,
mm-hmm,
how you feel, and how you act. Basically, perception,
mm-hmm,
cognition,
mm-hmm,
and behavior.
Nice.
Yes.
So it's all round.
Yes.
It doesn't. It's not limited.
It isn't limited.
It goes all round.
Yes.
If you're not affected by this, you'll be affected this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how is an individual able to achieve,
mm-hmm,
a quality lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
while at the same time,
mm-hmm,
respecting or taking into consideration personal boundaries,
mm-hmm,
as well as social cultural boundaries?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You achieve a quality or a good life, the
mm-hmm
life that you want,
mm-hmm,
putting forth effort to ensure
mm-hmm
that there's psychological resilience.
Okay.
Yes, and at the same time you're achieving, you know, the life activities that you want to achieve or set to achieve. Yes.
So it's all also in the balance. You have to balance each and everything.
Exactly.
You don't have to gemea one side sana. It will make you lose
this
other side.
Yeah, there has to be a balance.
And this is where we need guys like you to come and help us get that balance at times, because
mm-hmm
most times mm-hmm. we miss.
Yes.
It goes haywire. Mm-hmm. I'm more inclined to looking for money. Mm-hmm. My social life is messed up. I'm more inclined into entering people's boundary.
Yeah.
Now people don't want to associate themselves with me.
Yeah.
I now get you. Wow. This is quite deep. Actually, I thought it was just a one aspect thing. Mm-hmm. But now that you say that it cuts across everything.
Yeah.
It has made me think even myself.
Yeah.
Where I am. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll get to that.
Okay.
So, on an aspect, does social media mm-hmm. affect mental health at this current age?
Absolutely. 100% it does.
Is it in a good way or in a bad way?
It depends.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
First of all, social media is very addictive.
Okay.
Okay? And a lot of the upcoming generation has used social media as a reinforcing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what does that mean? It means that anytime I feel like my mood is low, anytime that I'm bored, I have to log into social media. And what does that do to your brain? It activates the reward center of the brain that makes you, that causes the release of dopamine, hormone that is, it's a feel-good hormone basically.
Okay.
So you get that instant gratification. If my mood is low and I scroll through social media, I'm seeing all this luxury, hotels, you know, extravaganza, there's beauty, there's pictures and everything. What does that do to me?
Just makes you feel okay.
Exactly. You know, and in as much as it is making you get that instant gratification, it also causes detrimental health effects such as depression, anxiety, you know, suicidal thoughts, body harming behaviors, because you're thinking to yourself, if my friend is able to achieve this and this, if so and so is posting there at this place, what about me? You know, why am I not there? At the same time, you know, so it makes you basically, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing at the same time.
At the same time. Yeah.
So it kind of like scares you because, yeah, actually the part of depression is whereby you now get to see people just living nice.
Yeah.
Was this guy in Nairobi yesterday?
Yeah.
Now he's in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now he's in a conference, JWAPI. And now you don't even know the background story of it.
Exactly.
Now you start getting in your head.
Exactly.
Wow. Is there an instance where social media is good, at least?
100% there is.
There is. Ah. Well, okay. Because what I see outside here is more of competition.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's sad because people just show you what they want you to see.
Exactly.
And you might be competing with someone who doesn't even care, doesn't even know who you are, doesn't even bother if you're living, you ate today.
Yeah.
It's quite another sad state.
Yeah.
And so what do you think are the effects of social media in current life?
In current life, should we start with the positives or the negatives?
Bring the negative first.
Okay.
As we wait for the...
Oh, okay.
Positive.
Yeah. Social media is very addictive. Okay? So the fact that somebody could be going through, maybe they have a pre-existing or an existing mental health condition, and they log into social media when their moods are low, for example, scrolling through social media, what does that do? It exacerbates an already existing condition. So it even makes it worse than you are. You feel way worse than you already felt before logging onto the site. A lot of us want to stay updated with what our peers are posting. You know, you have the fear of missing out.
Yeah.
If I'm having a one-on-one conversation with you right now, but at the back of my mind, I'm still thinking, oh my God, who has so-and-so posted? Where are they right now? If I've posted a picture, who has liked it and who has not liked it?
Validation.
Yes. So the seeking of external validation is extremely on the rise right now. And it's very unhealthy because if there's a desired outcome that you preconceive, you want a certain outcome out of it and it doesn't happen, what does that do to you?
Messes your head, man.
Exactly. It does.
It does.
Yeah. And there's the aspect of depression as well. Diminished... decreased level of sleep, whereby at night you just want, you know, I'm already going through a lot of things. First of all, the cost of people using social media is to mask an already existing, you know, trouble or trauma or issue, whatever they're facing in life. So already you have a condition that you're going through.
Yeah.
And then now you're looking for a way to substitute, you know,
the problem.
Exactly. So you find, oh, let me just use social media to do that. But then social media is taking away a lot from you
than it's giving.
Exactly. So if I was to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody offline and share my problems, and then them helping me see things in a different perspective, I'd rather log on to social media. That causes me more problem when I see people doing positively, and it could be something that they're faking, you know?
It gets detrimental to your health, your mental health and status.
Exactly.
Instead, don't get after them. Say ground, you guys sit down, sort things out.
Yeah.
Because right now, you can never even know, you can never know what the social media will bring to you.
Exactly.
Uko depressed in a kulete amsea ko Maldives.
Yes.
You have your rent. Mm-hmm. Maybe a school fees of your sibling are not sorted.
Yeah.
Now, depression has just skyrocketed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Damn. Wow. So, and what do you think of the positivity? Okay, yeah. There's usually bad and good. Mm-hmm. Are there positivity to it?
Absolutely. If you've focused, or you're focused to join social media, is for me to obtain a certain information or to give a certain information to people. I want to create awareness about mental health. Mm-hmm. I want to create awareness about, you know, breast cancer, or, you know, any sort of information that you want to put out there, that the content should be meaningful to get to people. Or do I want to showcase my talent? Am I a good person? Am I a good artist? Am I a good musician? Do I want to get to people? How do I do that? Social media. Do I want to communicate to people who are very far and I can't get to them physically? Social media. Do I want to make new friends? Social media. Yeah.
Nice.
Positives. The main issue here is that people use it for the wrong purpose. There has to be a change in focus. Why am I logging on to social media? You know, am I trying to avoid social awkwardness? Am I trying to avoid my issues? That's why I'm logging on to social media. Or am I joining social media or logging on to sites for me to share valued or important information, or to obtain a certain information, or to provide emotional support to people who are out there, or any financial assistance, you know, just to get to people.
I guess. That's a funny question. Wale wakutuma memes pia ni watu wazuri?
It depends. Sometimes memes brighten your day, makes you laugh. But it basically depends. It could be a trigger for somebody else, and it could be something that is just joyful for you at that moment.
Yeah. Thinking of trigger, because some memes pinpoint something. And they are dark humor.
Yes.
That are supposed to make you laugh. But ukipata ni wewe una affectiwa, unasikia vibaya.
Yes.
Especially when you think, hey, kwani nani amepost kitu kama hii?
Yeah.
Then you're like, naongelelewa, nafanywa nini.
Exactly. That's because you have an underlying issue and you haven't dealt with it. And you're relating more to that meme and you feel like it's pointing at you. It's the same thing with people who download people's things, like, oh, I've seen a nice picture so and so has posted. Let me download it and post it on my site so that people see I'm also in Maldives. But then you develop the imposter syndrome, constantly in fear that somebody else may call you out on your BS, or like your fake or fraud life.
Yeah, or you're faking it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing bad like that. It gives you some anxiety.
Exactly.
Big time.
Yeah.
Calling. Hey, okay. Yeah, the people actually they download videos, they edit it, they remove the part that you exist.
100%.
Although we have these things with the food, especially with food.
Yeah.
And then now you counter attack them. Hey. How is this? You know, when people want to know that you are a fraud, they already know that that's not you.
Yeah.
And you've never tasted that meal.
Yeah.
So they just come asking you, so what? What exactly was that? Okay. Inaonjaje, nini. Watu wa seafood sana sana. Tunawajua. Watu wa seafood. okay. So, but what has been seen is that many people log in there to do, let's say, 65% or even 70% to do something detrimental that's not even good to the society. It's not making it easy for everyone.
more harm than good.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because this shows that most of us are not that kind and not that sweet.
Yes.
And what's the word? I actually feel like social media, if you're not really ready to consume, you have to sieve some things.
Exactly.
You pick what you can,
mm-hmm.
you leave the rest.
Exactly.
Nice. So what do you think are the signs of social media? What are the things that some sasa wewe, umeanza sasa kukua affected with social media
mm-hmm.
and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Sleep-related problems.
Ooh.
Yeah. A lot of the time when people are going to sleep, they still have their devices in bed.
Me being one of them.
Oh, okay. At some point I struggled with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there has to be a balance. At what point am I supposed to leave my devices? And when I'm going to bed, how long should it take? Mm. So you're very addicted to social media. You want to sleep late. You have school or work in the morning, so there's poor performance both at work and school. All you're thinking about is, at what point am I going to log into social media? When am I going to post this? Who has posted what? Who's liked my photo? How many likes do I have? Have I posted a photo that is good enough for my audience? You know, this kind of things. People even go to an extreme of trying out activities that are very risky. You could see somebody in a very, very... I think you've seen this before, mm-hmm. where people are posting videos on very tall buildings, very, very tall. I mean, they're very risky. You could end up losing your life. But because I want to gain a certain type of audience and I want a certain amount of likes, then you know what? I'm going to do that.
And actually, most of them don't even have those safety things.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the sad part, you know?
Mm.
It's you risking your life
for validation of the outside world.
Exactly.
Ah.
A lot of us have also developed self-image issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, society or social media has set a standard of expectations of how a person should be in order to be called beautiful or handsome or manly or feminine, you know?
Yeah.
And if you slightly go out of that,
you're called out.
Yeah.
Be biased.
Yeah.
KOT won't spare you.
Yeah. And it's so sad because a lot of young people growing up, they still don't know who they are. They're trying to find themselves. And if you see this kind of influence, what you want to do is just, you know, is there an option for me to reconstructure my body? Can I go do plastic surgery? Can I do Botox? Do I have to get rid of these smile lines? Do I have to get rid of pimples? I have acne. Isn't, you know?
Self-image issues.
Exactly.
And it makes you... Your health now messes up.
Exactly.
And when you get sick, nobody wants to associate themselves with you.
Nobody.
Ah.
Nobody does. That's the sad part, you know?
Yeah,
you deal with your own problems
uh-huh.
on your own. You go through these issues on your own. And there's nobody to pick you up. A lot of the times, people will assume you're doing well because you're laughing, you're posting. You're showing this, you're putting up a persona of this very happy, you know, of a very happy person.
Happy person.
Yeah, very successful, intellectual person. But behind this facade, what is really happening, you know?
And since you've already put that self image out there, you don't want people to get to you because, we see, it's not no kofiti.
Yeah.
Actually, that self image has reminded me of a situation whereby somebody has been posting their life is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
But then we hear you saying, it's not bad. By the way, let me just put it, it's not bad to ask for help.
Yeah.
But in your previous life, you've been showing us you can be able to take care of things.
Yeah.
Then one time something happens that you need a mchango of A, B, and C. Now, it's true, uko na issue. But now we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
50,000.
Yeah.
And he flowed to us a bill of 120,000 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean? Are we an attachment?
Yeah.
Will you attack your help? Now, could be you need that help.
Yes.
But because of how you've placed yourself out there, people are like, hey, okay, this guy has money. This guy has been changing vehicles after every 6 months.
Yeah.
So I think he's doing great.
Yeah.
So a problem comes to you, now you a friend reaches out, hey, unajua somebody there amepoteza so and so, and alikuwa anataka tumchangishie mbili tatu mbili tatu. And like, hey. Of course, the first question on the stranger will be, hey, but some si ako na gari, kwani you just a barrel of maybe if mambo yanataka kusend off mtu wake 200,000 won't be a much issue.
Yeah.
Na kumbe unaambiwa sasa now the secrets come, actually it's never his cars, the bill are never his.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So,
it's a sad reality.
It's a sad reality.
Yeah.
So what are the other effects?
Yes. Constantly comparing yourself unfavorably to other people.
Mm.
Somebody has a car and you're like, you know what, why do they have it and I don't have it?
Futsubishi gun.
Yeah. Perhaps you're not at that moment in your life when you need a car. Your time will come. Everybody's on a journey, you know. Your journey is not the same as mine.
Yeah, you know, true.
Priorities are not the same as mine. Everybody has a target for themselves at a certain age and a certain point. And if yours is not getting a car, maybe mine is. If mine is not getting a house, maybe yours is. Priorities are completely different. And, you know, just expressing gratitude for where you are at that moment will go a long way. Yeah.
Like especially this thing of comparing your life with somebody else.
Yes.
It gets you at some point whereby you even ask yourself, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
And with this new age of social media.
Yes.
It's bad.
Especially bad. Your body appearance, how you want to appear. A lot of people are struggling with BDD, body dysmorphic disorder. And it's as a result most of the time of comparison. You know, so-and-so is looking so good. I want to lose weight. Or, you know, I want to go and change how I'm looking. But, you know, beauty is subjective.
You're
beautiful in your own way.
In your own way.
Yes. How I appear to you may not be the same way I appear to somebody else. You cannot keep changing. It's you to become comfortable in your own skin, comfortable with who you are. And the world will adjust to that. Not you to adjust to the world's demands or expectations.
That's why you say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Exactly.
What I like might not be the same thing.
Exactly.
That another person like.
Exactly.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice. Actually, it reminded me of a meme whereby I think Savannah, is that your man? Is that your man? Yes, he's, you are sure that's your man? I'm like, it showed how people prefer what they want.
Yeah.
And if you are wholeheartedly unapenda chenye, you see in another person, of course, I'll just come out and be like, hey, okay, Boraki, uko happy?
Yeah.
Uko sawa, uko sawa. But deep down, you know, each one of us like things differently. And you should not pin it down. Because you don't like my person or people that I associate with, doesn't mean that they are bad people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, do you think we have effects that can be seen earlier, like from the few that you've said?
Yeah,
I'm sure there are more.
Mm-hmm.
Are there effects that you can feel that, so like somebody needs to see them earlier before, so that at least I restrain ama nikituna happening
too? It's progressive, and it also depends on how you've started. So a lot of the times you could start with being extremely addicted to social media and trying to avoid offline connections or conversations as much as you can. You want to isolate yourself, you want to be lonely, you want to use social media as a security blanket. Anytime I'm in a social gathering, I feel awkward, I'm socially awkward or anxious, what do I want to do? Log into a site and get myself engaged.
Busy.
Yeah, I want to be busy. So it all depends. Does it start with sleep? Does it start with body appearance? It all depends, it's progressive. How it will affect you is not the same exact way it will affect me. The signs for you will be different and mine will be different, but at the same time, these are signs that you're going to see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, wherever you're listening in, I don't know. Do you feel there are signs that you've already, what Nasreen has given out, are there things that you've seen are happening to you? And I hope she's opened more of our mind into creating and into knowing that ina inaenda kuharibika. If I don't watch it,
yeah,
mambo itaharibika uko mbele.
Yeah.
It's quite sad because squeezy mental health has now started being an issue.
Yeah.
And with the help of social media, it's mm-hmm. good.
Yes.
At the same time, it's bad.
Yeah.
Because for people like you, Nasreen, now you get to share your thoughts to people that are not able to see you
mm-hmm.
eye on eye.
Yeah.
Like even on this podcast that we are in.
Yeah.
So now you see that you've put it outside here
mm-hmm.
and the podcast goes out there. I think it can be of help to people who are experiencing a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Especially those between 20 to around 35
yeah.
who are still figuring out.
Yeah.
Okay, the world has said
yeah.
20 to 35 is when you're supposed to do all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe you don't agree with that.
Yes.
You don't agree with... Do you think there's an age where you're supposed to make it?
Absolutely not.
Hmm.
You cannot put an age to the goals and achievements that you want to have made in life.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Okay.
These are societal subscriptions and expectations. They are narratives. And I don't think it's fair for us to subscribe to this, societal narrative.
Okay.
Yeah? It's uh-huh. for you to break the norm. I could be successful at 25.
Mm.
But you know what? I decided I didn't want to go back to school and invest my money there. So I decided to open a business. You took a different venture.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to go to school. Does that mean you're not successful?
We're all successful in our different ways.
Exactly.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Actually, now this drives me to the question of, what do you think are the measures that social media
mm-hmm.
and psychologists like you should put in place in order to at least lower the societal pressure in matters of mental health?
Oh, okay. First of all, change your focus. Why do you want to use social media? Okay, am I going there to obtain information, or am I going there to support a group of people? Am I going there to share information, or am I going there to kill boredom
mm-hmm.
or suppress whatever I'm going through, or not deal with my underlying issues all the same?
Mm-hmm.
If you want, if you have a problem in life, look for healthier ways of or coping strategies to deal with them, and don't substitute that with social media. Okay. So basically, it's changing your focus. What's the motivation behind you wanting to go and joining social media? Yes, there's instant gratification, but then again, what are the detrimental health effects that they have on you?
Mm.
Okay? Avoid spending a lot of time online. Use that time to spend with other people offline and friends. You know, a lot of the times before the reinvention of social media,
mm-hmm.
right now, of course, it's on the rise. You can't compare it to a few years back.
Our days.
People would appreciate going to the movie theaters and watching, going to outings with friends, doing activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to the grocery store and I meet somebody, if I'm a man, I'd want to say hi because she's beautiful
yeah.
and I want to have a conversation with them.
True.
But right now, you're like, you know what, if I can do that online,
mm-hmm.
what's the use
of going outside there?
Exactly.
Mm.
And that's what sets us from the previous
generations.
People don't want to go through the normal route. They want to take the other.
Mm.
And you wouldn't be able to know how well this person is unless you've spent with them one-on-one, have this conversation one-on-one. How are you behaving to some of the news that I'm giving to you? Are you happy? How are you taking it?
Yeah, you cannot see the facial expression.
Exactly.
Actually, on our previous episode, we were talking about the use of online dating apps and
mm-hmm.
dating sites,
yeah,
which have been brought by social media, that
uh-huh.
is. And one of the things that came to our realization
mm-hmm.
is an aspect of you not being able
yes.
to see the expression of the other person.
Yeah.
To actually know how they are,
because mm-hmm.
they'll share what they want you to hear.
Exactly.
And my God, kienda
mm-hmm.
kwa ground vitu are quite different.
Yeah.
Ndio alikutumia picha almost two, alipiga 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you the same person?
Yeah.
You're the same person.
Yeah.
So it's quite.
It's quite sad. Yeah?
It's a sad state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you find yourself comparing to people a lot of the time, sit down, do self-reflection.
Comparison.
Exactly. Express gratitude. At some point in life, you are not where you are today.
Mm.
You prayed to be where you are today. And so comparing means that you're looking at somebody who's slightly above you or with more success than you. Why don't we change that and look at people who are below us? Yes. Reconstructure that mentality. How do I, you know, be grateful for what I have? Instead of just saying, you know what, so-and-so has, journal those thoughts. It's good to have a journal where you write down, jot down those feelings, you know, the expressions that you're having. You know, just taking life, looking at life in a different manner rather than just wanting to compare.
Compare yourself.
Yeah, with other people.
Comparison really sucks.
It really does.
And you've talked about appreciating where we are, because what we have currently is from our prayers that we had previously.
Exactly.
We are sitting on our previous prayers.
Yes.
You wanted to do A, you are there, you are. Now, one step at a time.
Yeah.
Nice.
As long as you're putting in the effort, as long as there's hard work, as long as there's consistency, and you're doing whatever you're supposed to do to get to a certain level, then comparison should be out of the picture. What should be is gratitude.
Appreciating where you are.
Exactly.
And what's, and also putting the work.
Exactly.
To be where you want to
be. Exactly. It saves you from anxiety of not only the future, but it helps you enjoy the current situation that you're in. You are more likely to see positive in everything that you do at that particular moment.
Oh, that's deep. Are there other measures that you have in store?
Yes, there are so many of them, but I think just refocusing your, you know, changing your focus is one of the main thing.
Or your focus to things. Actually, it broadens your minds now.
Exactly.
Now scroll. Ah, okay. You sieve, you take what you have to take, and just move.
Yes.
And I think I'll just put one thing out there. Mimi, and I think it has worked for me.
Yeah.
I take what I need from social media and I leave the rest
exactly
to other people.
Yeah.
Don't I consume, don't I consume, just consume it.
Yeah.
But for me, I just pick what I feel like it's important for me at the moment. And yeah, I can't lie. I've also had days where you feel comparison is taking part in your head.
Exactly.
Because right now, you guys finished school like maybe 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it gets a little bit hard in your head.
Yeah.
Because you feel like maybe you're lagging behind, you're not doing things right.
Yeah.
And actually remember, I think a friend of mine was telling me, a 35-year-old was telling me, Sam, right now you see me driving a car. And I started driving it kitambo sana, back in my 26, 27. But now work has been a little bit ish-ish, but we hope things are going to get better.
Yeah.
And back in the day, with my colleagues who I studied with, they were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Right now in 35 is when they are peaking. They are getting a lot of good jobs, good deals, good contracts, and they are spread out in the world.
Exactly.
And I can envy some wonder how this life is. I can envy atawe bado. You feel like you've seen more, your time is coming, and you are going to show more. So the only hope we hope is that you're also not going to stress the people that are also looking at you.
Yeah.
Like you said, you make it a safe space for others.
Yeah.
It's not show off, just appreciate it, but don't show us that we are not working hard.
Exactly.
You see those people who come on social media and be like, you know, you need to wake up at 4 a.m., you need to do A, B, and C. So, what come as you come at 12 noon, tunafaa kukaa wapi?
And then one important thing is that you need to have set your ground rules. How long do I use social media in a day? And how can I cut that down?
Okay.
To a much healthier level, okay? A lot of us use social media throughout the day without doing anything. Even if you want to eat, I think you've seen this, you're just in bed eating at the same time scrolling through social media.
Yeah.
But, you know, set the ground rules. If I have done whatever, if I've achieved the goals that I've set for my day, and I've done everything, let me use social media for about 10, 20 minutes. If you're using for an hour, reduce it to 30. It doesn't have to be instant from 1 hour to 10 minutes or from during the day to completely 2 hours. No, it can be progressive. You know, if it was 4 hours, let's get it to 2 hours. Let's get it to 1 hour. Let's get it to 30 minutes. And if you've changed your focus, the only thing that you want to do is obtain information or get information or post a content that is very important to people, then it reduces the time that you'd want to spend there. Because I've shared what I wanted. I've obtained.
You're done.
Exactly. What else is there? Yeah, I'm done for the day. So changing the focus goes very well with setting your ground rules as well. And then identify your triggers. How do I feel before I log on to social media? And how do I feel after I've logged into social media? Does it make you feel less happier?
Happy.
Or it makes you feel worse, depressive, in a depressed state? Then refocus that. Do I need to get rid of this app? Get rid of it if it doesn't make you feel better. If it makes you have bad feelings that you did before, what's the use? You know, disable those notifications. Because anytime you see a notification, you'd want to run
there. You want to rush.
Yeah. And that's not healthy.
Actually, that has reminded me, notifications by the way, I never have notifications.
Okay.
I never have notification in SMS, in almost everything. So I usually use my instincts. I'm like, hey, let me check my SMS.
Yeah.
Let me check my WhatsApp. Let me check my email.
Yeah.
And but that reminded me of a thing of what people do, and I've heard it a lot. What do you think of these people who, I logged out, I decided to do away with the app, nikatoa username. You're searching for their name, and you're like, user not found. Then after a few weeks, they come back, they change, actually, I logged out, and I was just mine. Is it a good thing? Is it a good, does it show that they are trying to balance their life or whatever?
I want to give that a term, social detox.
Social detox.
Yes, it's very, very important. If it's very healthy, actually, if this app wasn't doing you any good before, then you get rid of it, you uninstall it.
Deactivate everything.
Exactly. Take a moment to yourself, take a break from social media. Focus on yourself, you know. Do a lot of self-care, self-reflection, self-awareness. Anything that works for you at this point. And then once you're much more in a better mindset, much more healthier, then come if you back. Want to visit the app, and whatever you want to do the app with is just, you know, solely something that will benefit the people or benefit you, then that's really important. And it's really good. It's really healthy.
Okay, okay. Yes. So now it shouldn't be looked like an abnormality, like you're trying to escape.
Absolutely.
But you're just caring for your own.
Yeah.
You should live. Those people are just doing their own thing.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Now I get it.
It's
now
taking time to yourself without necessarily hearing all the noises around you.
Nice. So as we wrap this up, there's a lot we can say about mental health and everything. But I hope this, what we've done, will sensitize people and help people. So what are those words you can put out there to people going through all this societal pressure, to people who are growing at least from the societal pressure, or who are now having the effects coming in one by one?
First of all, nobody has a perfect life. Every single thing that people put out there is what they want you to see, and what they don't want you to see, they don't post. Pictures can be carefully manipulated, selected to meet a certain criteria. Okay? So it doesn't necessarily, do they post bad hair days or bad food or untidy houses?
Rarely.
Do you post a picture that you're comfortable with, or you have to edit it also to make you feel good?
As many chepe filters.
Exactly. If that's what you do, that it's probably what somebody else does, you know? So if you downloaded a picture and posted it as your wallpaper, it's probably what somebody else has done. So there's nothing as perfection. There's no perfect life. There's just a balance as to what you want in life and what you can achieve.
That was deep, guys. There's nothing perfect.
Exactly.
We're all dealing with infatuation outside here.
Exactly.
And we gotta be very serious in what we take and what we don't take.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard.
Yeah. Avoid scrolling through social media if you feel like you're low. It makes the already existing condition worse, or it makes you feel worse. If you have the apps that do not help you in any way, get rid of them. Disable those notifications. Take the social detox. you know, it could help. Avoid comparing yourself, and then only post when you have to post or when you there's a necessity for you to post. Don't just post for the sake of it, just so that people know, you know what, she's not missing out, she's still on social media, we can see you, hey, we see you every after 2 minutes, you know.
Disappearing kidogo makes more sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Does this mean also guys who have private accounts are also protecting their own peace?
Are also protecting their own peace. It means that they are selective of the audience that they want to to see their content.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which is a good...
It's also a good thing. If I'm comfortable with friends and family only to see my pictures because I know only what I get is love and support, then it's better.
You don't seek validation from other people.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. So... Yeah, because when, especially in Instagram, there's a lot, at least it has that choice.
Yeah.
Of for WhatsApp, is where now you choose who to consume, who to see, what to see.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has that.
Yeah.
Because there are things you want other people to see, there are things you don't want other people. But again, Pia, we also cannot negate the fact that other people are misusing it. The fact of using other people's pictures. Because you know the owner, you don't want the owner to see, you block them from viewing those status. But then the worst comes to us when you don't block the people associated with this friend.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Kwani mulikuwa na Nasreen this event? Actually, I've not even seen her for ages.
Yeah. And you know, whenever you put something out there, you're inviting criticism. Okay? So it could be positive and it could be negative and hurtful comments. So imagine somebody who's battling depression with or they're having suicidal ideations. You know,
keyboard warriors come to you
exactly,
and the Kwanzaa they don't have a face,
yeah,
just someone seated, you happy part of Kenya,
yeah,
I'm around the world, just type something,
yeah,
logs out and goes away,
yeah.
you are there going through it, you look at this and you're like, Jesus Christ,
yeah,
hey. But I think also, Pia, I don't know if this counts, also you having a strong aspect in you of not trying to get pissed at anything. Like, maybe especially on days whereby you just see, okay, yeah, you've gone to a post and there's just someone who's just posted something very nice. But there are people who usually just look at things and they just have to find something negative about it, throw it to you, and then they move with their life.
Yeah.
So an aspect I usually tell people is that's the part of, you can never control how people think.
Exactly.
You can never control what people want to say.
Exactly.
And the only fact you can do is, you've seen a comment that is not like, delete it. Because there's nothing you can do, because the people who just have bad days and they just want to spoil everything. And akona umepiga picha na kuja naongea vibaya, he logs out. He or she just goes by the day.
Yes.
Like the Wahoo incident where people were calling her out after they were going for the induction with the Ministry of Youth and Sports.
Yes.
See, many people are questioning how, oh, you look nini, you've gained weight, nini.
Body shaming.
Yeah, body shaming now. Yeah. You see, people are coming to her. And it's funny how, after those people were called out, maybe actually I got it, I saw it on a third party app that was sharing it. So when I'm going out, I'm not seeing those things.
Yeah.
Then somebody told me, actually, somebody, you know, this guy came, they deleted all the things. It's funny how she told me that most of these people who were calling her all that, were her fellow women, who understand childbirth, who understand everything to do with it. And you now wonder, are we our own enemy when it comes to such things? Amani, because she's successful, nimauchungu mingi. That's when I realized you can never control what the masses bring.
Exactly.
Whether positive, whether negative, you take it all in.
Yeah.
And just go. I liked how her daughter also came to her rescue and just shared her thought. I'm like, hey, that's my mom.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, that's my mom.
Yes.
That's good.
Thank you for bringing that in. Because it's very important for parents to set a good example. It's for parents to set the use of electronics. It's for parents to set what is acceptable or what is permissible and what is not. For example, you cannot demand a child or an adolescent not to use their phone during dinners or lunch when you yourself you're using. you know. Mm-hmm. It's you to set the example. Mm. Have an agreement, a consensus with your children as to what you want them to do in regards to the devices. If there has to be a point where they turn in their phones, can I monitor what you're posting? Can I monitor the messages that you're sharing? Because sometimes they could be going through a lot and you don't know.
Exactly.
And how would you know unless you've come to that agreement that, you know what, I will monitor you, whatever you're posting, whatever you're sharing, and also educate them while they're still young. The social media is not, it's not all roses. It's not what people only post what they want you to see, and that having fewer friends does not mean that you're socially awkward or that you can, you're less worthy. Yeah. Mm. Having less likes does not mean you're not beautiful, you know?
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
So it's all in the balance. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I think that was us. And we could have gone way back more. But this is it. There is so much about it. And lucky enough, I'll share also Nasreen's links on where you can also find her and also get in touch with what she does. So, Nasreen, you are Instagram, right? You are on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Hassan Nasreen.
Uh-huh. Hassan
Nasreen on Instagram. Yes, I only use Instagram.
From there, people will be able to get in touch.
Yes.
Are your DMs open, by the way?
Yes, they are open.
Nice. So, guys, if you want to share or you want to get more insight on what Nasreen does, she's a licensed psychologist, and you can just come out and be open. Yeah. So is there an area you focus on majorly or in
currently? Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Okay.
But mental health is my
My
goal.
So any aspect of mental health,
yes.
Someone can come,
yeah,
and you guys can sit down, mm-hmm, and see how we forward to it.
Yes.
Well, guys, you've had it. Reach out to Nasreen, man. It's high time we know that mental health is an issue. Mm-hmm. It's a pandemic.
It is.
And before we lose it all, find someone who is able to talk to you, give you insight on how life is. And yeah. Tafutie couch ulale ukimpigia story.
Yeah.
Kuambia vile mambo iko, sindio?
Yes. It's not lame to do therapy or go for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a good thing. You're trying to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel that you have it, everything, all together, and that you feel like you have a perfect life.
Mm.
But there's no perfect life. Everybody needs some assistance at some point.
Mm.
And so seek out therapy when you can. Do journals, meditate, do what makes you happy. It's not always about social media or any other thing.
You heard it right from Nasreen herself. Do what makes you happy. It's not all about social media. Go out there. Let's connect like the always and be open. So yeah, talk to people. See, usijifunge sana. It's a good thing to open up. Even if it's not somebody who has practiced it, at least people that are around you, that who matter, open up to them. Thank you so much, Nasreen, for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
This was amazing. I hope you liked it.
I really did. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. So guys, till next time, this has been your host, Chief Sam, with the amazing Nasreen, and hope to see you soon or hear from you soon. Bye-bye.
Love and death are quite similar, how they come and go like cat burglars. Reality is kind of hard to face, like actual facts, it's a flat earthers. Rain's a requirement for flowers to grow, and pain's a requirement for power to grow. It's a miracle how one can change from one what was just hours ago. Such is life, though, it's just a cycle. The bigger picture and the smaller picture, exactly the same, it's macro, micro. Crack your atom and let your light glow. One day you could be the king of pop, and the next one just be wacko Michael. It's human nature, just like he told us, let's face reality, crack the cycle.